That's a short-range transmitter. Harlan can't be far.
The signal is encrypted.
Well, if we demodulate the frequency, we can use it to triangulate and tag his base. That was cool. Show me a schematic of the area. I want to know how close we are.
I have a likely location of Harlan's base, but we don't have time. We have to get you safely to the rescue pod.
No, let's just get close enough to geotag it for the long-range bombers, and then we'll get the hell out.
I'm sorry.
What happened?
I can't let you do this. You presume you will be able to avoid Harlan's defenses.
And you presume you're driving.
I can override my ranger's commands based on physical threats and mental distress.
I'm neither physically threatened nor mentally distressed.
With our incomplete sync and current location in enemy territory, you are indeed both. Harlan will have to wait. I'm taking you to the rescue pod.
You know what? I'll take care of Harlan myself. I don't need your damn permission.
Atlas, don't do this.
What are you doing to me?
I'm using the Neuralink to block your motor control.
Stop it!
Peace to the fallen.
Peace to the fallen. Is that some sort of AI eulogy?
It seems like the respectful thing to say when one has died.
But an AI was never alive.
That depends on how you define life.
How about anything inorganic isn't alive? Such as, I don't know, artificial intelligence?
I respond to stimuli. I think, and I make choices. Does that not indicate I'm alive?
You're programmed to think.
We're all programmed. Your DNA dictates your thoughts, emotions, health, in the same way that my code determines mine.
And do you think you have a soul?
I think everything has a soul.
But you can't find it in your code.
Not any more than you can find it in yours.